And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio one of the City of Palmer's personalities and City Manager, Nate Wallace. Welcome, Nate.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Well, as you pointed out just before we started, it is white outside. It is snow, and we're back into Christmas-like activities and
yes.
Holidays.
Yeah, things a week like late, that. But it's fine. Last week was a great weekend.
Right, and I believe that Public Works has been out there very nicely. This morning, coming over to the studio, I saw that everything was swept away. They were right down the main street here.
Yeah, some. We started last night when the snow started coming down. The intersection sanded and wait to see how much actually came down. And a little short of what we normally plow, but we'll try and clean up what we can.
Okay. So as I understand, and I guess someone may be looking at these numbers and saying, okay, here's a comparison over the past 10 years or whatever long period of time. But it feels like this year is definitely lower than most years for snow activity and snow removal.
So far, it seems to be that way, but it always seems to pick back up later in the year or early in the year, depending on how you look at the winter. So we're not through the worst of it yet by any means, but it does seem like it's a lot less than normal.
And of course, even without the snow cover, what is also been, in my experience, kind of a relief, it's been very warm.
Yes, and that helps. So there's snow cover acts as an insulator for a lot of underground utilities, and without the snow, with a bitter cold, it can cause problems. So it from an infrastructure standpoint, having no snow and warmer temperatures isn't a bad thing.
Right. Yeah, that works out okay. So we're past Colony Christmas, and we're moving on to the holidays. The big, success is the City of Palmer has once again passed a budget on time in the early part of December after much discussion. And you can sort of breathe a sigh of relief. Not that my impression was that there was any great concern. So as you're looking out now, maybe just a summary statement or two about now that it's all been discussed and passed, what's it look like for next year in the City of Palmer?
Well, it looks good. The surrounding economy is holding pretty good, at least for the valley. For the city, we rely on sales tax. 70% of our revenue comes from sales tax, and it's been holding steady, actually grown a little bit, in large part to the jump in size of Fred Meyer's, a significant increase for us. Mm-hmm. But their business has been great, too, so it's good for the city. And then the downtown, with the events we've had, anecdotally, I've heard it's been a good year for a lot of our retail outlets downtown just because of folks are coming into town. So it's been good for Palmer. And then as far as what we're spending our money on, it doesn't change much. Our police department is still 40% of our budget, mm-hmm. focus, or public safety, that's police and fire. So we make sure that we fund that fully. And then Public Works is the next one we look at to make sure that we're still funded to plow the roads. And a lot of last couple of years in the Anchorage Daily or Anchorage Dispatch, I forget what it's called these days, Alaska Dispatch, we see where Anchorage is trying to balance between the public safety and plowing roads. And we don't have that issue here. We're able to balance it. But we haven't had to cut back either one and still maintain the services we provide the city. So from that standpoint, no change. We're not trying to grow any. Trying to keep what we have, do it with what we have, to be fiscally responsible, but still maintain the services that we're used to. So going into 18, shouldn't see a change in services to the city.
Since this is your last appearance here in 2017, and we're looking on back at the year, we have experienced some major projects that have involved both the airport and, I'd say, the wastewater treatment plant as the two biggest projects.
Yes, those are two huge city projects.
Right, and The airport still has a wee bit left, or is it pretty much done except for sealing or things like that?
It's a so the main project was a almost an $8 million project. That is about 90% done. Because of the cool temperatures, we talked about warm temperatures, but the warm temperatures still weren't warm enough to seal the work that was done.
Right.
So there was the airport was that runways were temporarily marked, and then they'll come back next spring and finish that up. But we're looking to do additional maintenance, pursuing additional federal funding to do some crack sealing, some spot patching, things like that on aprons and taxiways that weren't done the first go around. So it's an ongoing project, and when the Federal Aviation Administration has funding available, then we're going to pursue it. So there's matching funds put in to continue maintenance on the airport. So that's about a $750,000 to maybe $1 million project next year that we'll contract out and keep people working.
And the other project still has some more work in 2018.
Wastewater treatment plant is just over 50% complete based on our last project management meeting.
Okay.
The basin, which is the bulk of the work, is in concrete set. They're doing some work around with the temperatures we have. They're able to continue working. The new lab building, the frame is up. And they'll continue to work on that as they can with the weather. And then hopefully we'll get that done by early January, and they can continue the inside work until spring comes up. And then we'll start putting water in the basin and testing water flows. So that's projected to be complete by July. That was what we negotiated with the EPA.
Okay.
To start at least testing flow, and then we'll have a one-year testing period to make sure that it's all working as designed.
And then that brings us to two buildings right in just off the center of downtown Palmer. I'm talking about the new construction, replacement of a building that partially burned and was torn down, Jensky Auto.
Yes.
That's going up really quickly, as if people want to finish so they can
I think
get
so.
Inside where it'll be warm.
Looked like they had a couple of windows up yesterday. And
I saw that.
I'm sure once they get all the windows in, and it'll be a much warmer place to work in compared to what they're doing now. But, and we look forward to seeing that coming open by spring.
You have to do a before and after. I believe someone will cover that and take with a picture, because there have been pictures from the old days.
Yes.
Of the little place there. And it was always amazing to me how much they could do within what looked like this tiny little cottage.
Oh, that's incredible.
And yet now they have what looks like a much more modern and roomy facility. Yes.
My understanding is they'll be able to take RVs into that facility when they finish. So that'll be a great improvement for services in the city, but what a great opportunity for Jensky's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll come back off their long vacation.
Yes, I know there's a lot of folks waiting.
With that. And then, of course, right next door is the large building, which has been variously named as a hotel. And my understanding is that there's a proposal now to do a change of operation in that facility.
Yes, there was an application for a conditional use permit for what was initially thought to be a residential care, but it was assisted living.
Okay.
And assisted living is not something for a conditional use permit in the current zoning.
Oh.
So they've withdrawn the application, and then my understanding is the owners are looking at something that will allow residential care and commercial operations to fit in with the surroundings. So it was on the agenda for P&Z, planning and zoning, next week, but since it was withdrawn and there's no other significant business for December, the Planning and Zoning Commission's regular meeting has been canceled, but right now it's been withdrawn. So we'll see. It's the owners are looking to make that building a part of the city. It's a part of the city now, but
right, to make it
fully utilized. What the capabilities are of that facility and that building. So it's ongoing. So
okay,
we look forward to seeing what comes forward, and there'll be opportunity for public comment when that time comes.
And of course, there's the other big building, which has seen a little bit of action. What of that action can you speak to regarding Fred Meyer?
I can't speak to any.
Okay.
So, but my understanding is there's been some activity, and potentially two offers were made, and I don't have the details of those.
Okay.
But I've been asked not to discuss anything so that negotiations aren't interfered with, but.
But rumor has it that there's things happening. And
yes.
And whatever that means.
Yep.
Whatever that means. Okay. So looking toward 2018, and we know we are finishing up the one project you've described, there's probably, is it safe to say that the dominant project next year is going to be the construction work on the Glenn Highway?
I would say dominant is an understatement.
Much more noticeable than either the other two.
It will have a significant impact on activity in Palmer. The Glenn Highway expansion is scheduled to start next spring.
Okay.
I think we'll see the, and it's a state project. Long time coming. And we're working with a state project manager to try to lessen the impact as much as we can. But it's going to start at Arctic, Old Glenn, Bogard, that intersection, and work its way through town down towards the fairgrounds. And then I think their estimated completion for this by the end of summer, early fall, is to be down by Springer.
So
it will be, and it comes into town. It comes all the way down to Cobb, along down Evergreen to Cobb. So it's
gonna, oh, really?
Yes.
So when we say that, okay, just so that in people's minds, as they're listening to this, they can say, when we say, come on down Evergreen to Cobb, what actually is going to happen along there?
The road will be improved. It'll be widened somewhat because of the intersection, the work that's going on there. And then there's supposed to be a stoplight now at Evergreen and Cobb. So you should be able to cross without having to put your life at risk.
A third crossing.
And do it legally.
A third and legal, safe crossing across there. Wow. That's a long awaited. Now, of course, to my mind, there's always this tension between having a light. Since I've waited at intersections, trying to get onto the Glen, for example, sometimes I just wonder. For example, the light there at Evergreen and the Glen, you can do that. But if traffic is built up, it's tough. So there's the tendency to want to go down a ways and by the MEA substation or the other road to climb on. But I've waited there for a long, long time. Or for that matter, even coming out of the Noisy Goose or Edmonds trying to get back onto the highway. And I'm guessing that once finished, there will be more controlled access onto that highway without having to fight your way through.
There will be not so much in Palmer in the downtown area, but down towards the fairgrounds, there'll be additional stoplights. So there'll be one at where the Y is now will be a full intersection and won't be the peel off plus the intersection we have now. It'll be a controlled intersection, four-way.
Okay.
And the sign will be moved back. There'll be a retaining wall, so our Welcome to Palmer sign will not go away.
It'll be moved.
It'll be moved back a little bit. And then another one down by, not commercial, won't have a stoplight, but Springer will. And then there'll have to be some timing with Evergreen and Cobb to the Glen intersection, but it's one of the things that we deal with now is there's really only one major road, collector road, into the downtown area, and that's Evergreen. Dogwood isn't. My suspicions are that Dogwood will become a secondary exit from town. Probably not a primary entrance, but as traffic gets backed up at the Glen and Evergreen, and then there's another light at Evergreen and Cobb that taking a right onto Cobb and then a left out Dogwood will probably become more traffic than we're seeing now.
I would think so. We already know that as soon as the Fred Meyer's opened up, the back way in and out became my preferred route.
Yes.
Because living in downtown Palmer, it was an easy thing to do. I know that people who live elsewhere might have other better routes, but that seems still to work pretty well. It's not overrun with cars, but I'm just imagining the three major intersections, and whether it's Arctic, Evergreen, or down by the Y. I mean, those three carry all of the traffic in and out of town.
Yes,
pretty much.
For downtown, there's a lot of traffic that comes in on Chugach, Springer to or not commercial so much, but Springer at Chugig. So,
okay.
So that is another one that gets a lot of traffic. But again, folks, based on timing, you've got the school there. So if you come in that way, you're going 35 or 45 down to 20 during school time. So a lot of folks don't take that in the morning, but in the evening and after school's already been let out, it's a normal speed zone. So it's interesting to watch the traffic patterns and how people come in and out of town. But
okay.
The thing that I don't see increasing is the number of cars that actually leave and enter Palmer shouldn't change much. It's just how will they do that during construction. So the Glen is not supposed to be closed at all. That was one of the things they said as it's going through town.
Okay.
Evergreen will be closed at some point. And there are alternate routes to get to those businesses. But
and then, of course, the bike path will be done along that route as well with this construction this summer.
Yes. It didn't get on the side of the road that we wanted. That's a whole thing between two state organizations.
Okay.
But there will be a paved bike path that goes from Colony Way to beyond the fairgrounds. Eventually, it'll go all the way out to Kepler Lakes.
Okay. And that'll be on the west side of the Glen. Okay. Which leads to the other question, the interesting one that I've noticed, particularly in the winter here when it's dark, is lights. Will this area through Palmer from Arctic to the fairgrounds have lights along it as a highway? Or because there's a relatively large number of intersections, there would be lights at intersections.
Yes, it'll have stoplights, and then the frontage roads are streetlights, and then the frontage roads will also have streetlights.
Okay.
I have to go back and look at the drawings. The bike path won't have lights on it, but I think there'll be enough ambient light from either the highway or the frontage roads to light those paths.
Okay.
At least where there's frontage roads.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get ready. We'll, but it'll be summer, and it'll be pleasant, and well, that'll be nice. And once yes. done, and what you're describing is a very rapid work on that. That would be nice rather than have it continue for 2 or 3 years.
Yes. Well, they've already asked if they can do 24-hour operations, and we've said so long as it's not too impactful on residential areas that we will consider that. So there are portions along the Glen that face the apartment complexes there on Cobb, and then across the street in the on Silvertip, I believe is the name of that road. Those folks will be right up against it, so we're trying to be mindful of those folks. But it's a balance. Do we want to prolong it for months, or do we want to get it, like ripping the Band-Aid off, just get it done?
Get it done. Well, let me ask you a little bit about the interface of the city with the public. I know there have been some changes made, for example, in payment and billing and so on. I know that in a number of cases, whether it's the borough, other entities, there's been an increased focus on being able to pay bills online, et cetera, et cetera. Any changes that you are seeing coming up with the operation of the city in terms of paying for utilities or just remind maybe people right now, if I live in the city and I have water and sewer and trash pickup and so on, it's pretty easy. I don't have to go in anymore and pay.
No, that's correct. Your utilities, you can pay online.
Right.
So that's your water, sewer, and if you have city pickup for trash, you can pay those online. The one piece that we don't have yet is sales tax, where you can apply for a business tax and pay your sales tax online. And that's something that the council has put aside some money for us to explore how to do that. So that's our next hurdle, is to figure out how to tie our current financial system, accounting system, with a payment system, with a business license, because those three have to tie together. But that's the direction we're going. We're looking to do that. We don't have a mechanism where you can pay online for building permits, but you can pay with a credit card now. That was a change last year.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah. So that was a leap last year, but that'll be after we get the sales tax business license online portion done. So eventually the goal is to make it where you don't have to come into City Hall. Not that we don't love to see folks, but it's a matter of convenience. We do have government hours, 8 to 5.
Sure.
It always fit everybody's schedule. So.
And since there seems to be a more than a drift in the direction of being able to do applications and payment and so on, and if someone has a business, for example, in the city of Palmer, those listeners who aren't involved probably don't realize, but we're talking about three different business licenses, the city, the borough, and the state, and each one has a different approach,
yes.
Interestingly enough. With actually the state in pretty good shape. You can do everything online and apply, pay, and have a copy of it, and you're done.
Yes.
And it might seem like a small thing you do once a year, or once every 2 years, depending upon things, but it's nice to make it convenient and make that happen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the piece with the state is they don't collect sales tax, so they don't have to tie it to a financial system.
Right.
Whereas the city and the borough, the borough doesn't collect a sales tax either, but there's different excise tax that they may tie to the business license. So as you go farther down, it gets a little more complicated, but it would be nice to have a one-stop shop where you apply for all three. And it kind of gets to the point early in the year where we aren't tracking for the state anymore.
Right, I heard that.
Used to be a requirement where if you want a City of Palmer license, you had to have a state license. Well, if you're going to operate in the state of Alaska, you should have a state license. But we're not in the business of
making
sure that you have that anymore. So it's not that we don't care if you have one or not, but we're not going to enforce the state's admin portion. So from that standpoint, it's one-stop shop for Palmer.
Very good. Okay.
The borough may catch up to you.
Sure.
But we've never had a requirement for a borough license just because that came into place long before after we already established our business license rules. But it's one of the natures of doing business in Alaska. It's no different anywhere else.
Okay.
You could have a state or a local license. So.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we're rolling right into 2018 in pretty good shape. We've got enough activity to make sure that we're going to have to stay awake, because you can't just drive and walk and all the rest just the same way we've always been. But it's kind of interesting. One last, maybe sweeping back just one more time, in terms of crossing the Glen Highway, there's not going to be an overhead crossing, is there?
No. They're very cognizant of the issues of crossing the Glen here in town. So they're going to, as they expand or widen the road at the Glen and Evergreen, Palmer, Wasilla, there will be safety islands. And then the lights will, of course, be timed so that you can get across a little longer. But if you can't make it, there's a safe place to stand while you're waiting.
Okay.
Whereas now there's not much of a safe place to stand.
Right.
But we've asked for different means to do that. But a tunnel or a overhead, it's just at this point really wasn't feasible.
Okay.
Still have the tunnel at Auckland.
Right.
Which will be the tunnel itself won't be changed, the tube that goes through, but the entrance, the state is taking care of the Bogard side, and the council will put money towards taking care of the Auckland side next year. So that's something that we're looking forward to working on.
Well, that would be interesting, because any listener who's gone through there, I have at times. I mean, it's a very definite right angle turn.
Yes.
And if you're on a bike, for example, coming through, and if a little debris is on the walk there, and it was interesting.
Yeah. So the tunnel won't get any bigger itself, but the entrance will have less of an angle to get in, and then you'll be able to see into it, and then once you come out, as the city completes this work, you'll have a trail, a little bike path that'll take you eventually all the way out to the Butte Trail.
Yeah,
that's good. Figure out how to get across the Arctic or the old Glen somehow. That's a state road, but we'll put that in the mix too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
we can get the trail all the way down to Gulkana, but getting across the old Glen to the other side of where the bike path is, that'll be the final piece.
That'd be a trick. Okay. Well, thank you, Nate Wallace, for coming in today. Before the holiday season begins, just a reminder: the city will be closed. What days. Next week is the week before Christmas. Christmas is on the a week from Monday.
That's correct. The city will be closed Christmas Day, the 25th, which is Monday, and will also be closed New Year's Day, which is a Monday.
Okay.
There's no residential pickup for solid waste on those Mondays, but there is commercial pickup, so they'll pick up prior to, and then Tuesday will be the cleanup for the weekend.
Yeah, important detail. All right. Well, have a great rest of 2017. 2 weeks left, and we'll be talking with you again in 2018.
Great. Fantastic.
All right. Take care now.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.